Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Hey. Bring it up on Hey. 2, 4, 6 lines down. Toshima. We're continuing on with the idea of Heilich. And we want to know, can we learn it out from the following Braisa? Toshima. The Tani Rami Bar Chama. Arba Shomrim Tzrichim Kfira B'Miksas Voda B'Miksas. Well, we now delve into the world of Shomrim. Rashi says, Dalet Shomrim is Shavua Ha'amura Behen B'Shomer Chinam. The Shavua that's said about them is known as a Shavuas Shomrim. Is Bahem Bashomer Chinam Shenigv Nevo. We know Shomer Chinam, if someone's guarding something without any pay, here, can you watch this for me for no money? Then Shenigv Nevo, if it gets stolen, Imenu, then he's off the hook if it gets stolen. But Shomer Sacher Shenensa, then he's going to be, if he's getting paid for watching it, then he's only off the hook if something happens to it, if it was Ones, means something beyond his control. Uva Shoel, and if someone borrowed something, then that context, and what happens is that if something happens to the object, then he's going to be chayev for it, unless it was mesa machmas malacha, it died because of natural work, the thing that it was just using it in its natural form. If they claim that something happened to it, then they just go swear that that's what happened, you know, and they're off the hook. So we have arba shomim tzrichim kfira b'miksas, voda b'miksas. They need a denying partially and an admittance partially. Shomim chinam ha'shol nosisachar v'hasocher. Now, hey chidami, what are we talking about here? Lav da amr le, heilich? Isn't it a case where we're talking about where the shomer says to the guy, here, this is yours? Talking about where a guy claims he had two of his cows, and he said, no, I only have one of the cows, and here, go take the cow. Rashi says that, hey, chidami parash shel hoda'a, lav, de kaimel, come on, it's right there, v'amar lei, kachna b'chol makam, take it, shehi, wherever it is, da'ayinu heilich, which is heilich. And im kozei, if you have to swear, even in such a circumstance, such an instance, it's going lo, not a raya, because maybe what the price is talking about is, da'amar lei, he said, gimel parash masar talach, the guy says, I gave you 3 cows to guard. Umesu kulu bipshia, and all of these cows that I gave to you ended up dying with negligence, and therefore you have to go and you have to pay me everything. But amar le'iu, and then the shomer says, chad elo hayu devar me'olam. First of all, it was only 2. Right? It was only 2. You never gave me 3. You only gave me 2. V'chad the mesa ba'ones. One of them died in a state of ones, like beyond my control. Therefore, I'm not going to be chayev. V'chad the mesa bipshia. One of them died because I was poshea. Rashi says, he shall hoda v'lav helechu. That's the case of hoda, and that's who he has to pay. The be'ena shalumilach, and for that, the be'ena shalumilach, and I have to go and I have to pay for you. The lav helechu. Therefore, this is not a case of helech. You don't have a raya. But the shvu, mother mixas, doesn't apply. We don't have a raya that applies in such a case of helech. Now we're going backwards to not only yesterday's, but the 2 days ago also with the statement of Rabbi Chiya. The first thing he said, that if you have 2 edim coming along, well, let's make the case again. You come to me and say, you owe me $100. And I say, I don't owe you $100. I owe you nothing. 2 of them come and say, no, what do you mean? You owe him $50. Says Rashi that he said, Klomer, Toshima le Rabbi Chiya kamaisa da amr le'el shalote odos piv gedolim e'odos edim, right? That what did it say over there? That emoda b'miksas exists in such a situation. Let's see. Toshima, the Tanya of Rabbi Aftariki le Rabbi Chiya kamaisa. Let's go learn a tiyufta, says Rashi. We're going to try to knock it out. Toshma mina tiyufta, to that which Rav Chiya said, from the father of Rav Aftariki, said, mana libiotcha. A guy comes to me and says, hey, yo, Friedman, you owe me $100, a hundi. You know, a mana, 100 zuz. V'hala amar, ein lecha biyadi klum. I don't know you nothing. V'edem edem osso sheish biyadi chamishim zuz. Oh, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You owe him 50 zuz. Yachu yishav al shar. Tamad lomer al kola veda shayomer ki hu zeh. You would have thought that maybe I have to now go and swear, you know, because it's a din of moda b'miksas about the other ones that I don't owe that, which is what Rav Chiya said. Talmud Lomer, therefore, comes to tell you, the Torah tells you by moda b'miksas, that it is on al kol aveda asher yomer ki yuzeh, and by any loss when he says that it's this that I owe you, but not more, it's telling you, al dos pivotal mechayiv. It's only in the case where a person is being moda b'miksas with his own mouth. That's what it's a swear. V'yeta mechayiv al dos edim, but not if it's edim that are causing this to come to occur. That goes against Rav Chiya. What you got now? Says the Gemara, Masnisa karamis aleid Rav Chiya. Masnisa karamis aleid Rav Chiya. Are you bringing a braisa against Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya tana hu palig. Rav Chiya is a tana, and he could argue on that. So in other words, in a chinami, that statement that Bryce says it, but he argues on it. So therefore, he's fine. It's not a tiyufta. It's a gemara, but v'ha krakamar. But he's bringing a pasuk to say that? To go against Rav Chiya? How can Rav Chiya go against the pasuk? Says no. Hahu lamoda miktsas hataina. Meaning, says Rashi, straightforward, that hahu mi bayilelo das miktsas de mechayva alei shvua. That's a regular case of the miktsas. Va'asya das edim mina, and we learn out that edim are the ones who caused the motive of miktsas by saying, yeah, you owe 50. Bekava chomer kedel, the leka koyisera, the tidrosh mina, miuta. Therefore, that's how he dashed that. Says the Gemara, okay, so va'avua de rabbi aptoriki. What's he going to say back to this? Amalacha, he'll say back, ksiv hu. You have the word who, which means it, and you have the word zeh, which means this. Chad lamod mixes a taina. One is for a regular kishmod mixes. But chad la does edim the pater. Another one is for chad does edim pater. V'idach has Rabbi Chiya's answer back to that. Chad lamod mixes a taina, which regular. V'chad lamod mimin ha taina. That is that the thing that the guy's admitting to is the type of thing that he's saying. So let's say he says, you owe me 100 barrels of wine. The guy says, no, I don't. I owe you 50 barrels of oil. No shaykhas, right? But if he says 50 of it, then that's where it's going to apply. V'idach, and what does the other one say back? Where does he learn that this idea that it's got to be mimina taina? Moda mimina taina lesle. He didn't hold to that. Besar le kerabim gamli. He was like rabbi the tanan. Taino chitim hoda lo besar and pater. If a guy says that he says you owe me wheat for 100 of wheat and he says I owe you 50 of barley, then you're gonna be pater. Rabbi gamli mechayiv. He says no, nope, you're gonna be chayiv for such a thing. It doesn't have to be mimin hataina. Story time of where this happened. Ahura, yeah, there was a shepherd. Dehavu masri lekoyom achevasa besade, that the people that lived in the town would give their animals every day, and he would go and shepherd, and he did it in front of Edom, right? So the shepherd couldn't go and afterwards deny that he got the animals, and he'd have to go and he'd have to return them at the end of the day. So they'd give him over their stuff. Yom achad masri lebelo sade, one day they gave it over. They gave it over with no witnesses. Lesof amr lehu. And then at the end of the day, when they came to get it, he said, "Lo yidvarm yolam." What are you talking? Lahadam. Lo hayudvarm laolam. Lahadam. This never happened. I never got your animals. Asusade asidube. And then witness came out of nowhere, and they wham, they nailed him. Like, what you talking? We saw it. What did they see? The achal tarti minayu. That actually, he ate two animals that day, and therefore we see he got at least two animals of the people over there. So that, what do we have over here? We have a situation that this guy denied the entire thing, but we have Edim that come and show that it's at least a mother makes us. If we go like the original law of Rabbi Chiya, the Mishtaba Ashara, then he has to swear for the other ones that he doesn't know them. Oh, because it becomes like that din, a mother makes us through Edim. Amar Le Abaye says, now hold him a second. Abaye says, Im Isa Mishtaba. I'm going to say, if this first thing is true, then we swear. They swear. Hagazlanu. This guy is a gazlan. What is this swear going to mean? We can't trust this guy. Rashi says, V'chi amar v'chiya b'milveh, with a loan. Inami b'pikadon shalo shalach bo yad v'avad mimenu. D'ika l'meimar ishtamute mishtamit. But in this case over here, we're not going to trust this guy to go out and make some sort of shvua. When it comes to like a loan, maybe the guy wants to pay him another time, so he says it's not a ganav. But over here, this guy is straight up. This guy, you know, he's straight up a gazlan because of Edom saying that he uses animals for himself. Therefore, you can't even trust it. Amale, so he says back, says Rav Zera, shekinegdo ka'amina. The one who's bringing it up, they go and they swear. When you have a matzav where we can't trust this guy, so then what do? The chachamim set up that now goes to the one who's coming against him and claiming against him. He has to swear that he is chayav to go do it, and then he can go and he can collect from him. Wow, wow, wee, wow. Hashtanami, hashtanami. Frag the Gemara, hashtanami, the lesson of Rav Chiya. But even if Rav Chiya is first din is not, we don't accept it. Nechayv emidur Rav Nachman. We should still make him chayv to swear because of what Rav Nachman said. The number of the Mishnah, money b'yadcha. Someone says, you owe me $100. And he says back, ain't libyadi. I don't know. In the chabiyadi, I have nothing. Pata, the guy doesn't have to make any shvua. Rav Nachman says, mashbiyin oso shvuas heses. Midur Rabbanan, we make him do what's called a shvuas heses, a shvua of incitement. Right, that is to get him to go and to confess. We're trying to get him to admit to it. So even if we don't accept of Chiya's first din, it should still happen in the shepherd matzav who's pulling shtick because of Rav Nachman. And for the Gemara, to Rav Nachman takantehi, that's for Rav Nachman. It's a derabbanan dika. It's a abundant thing. Rashi says, "The homi deraisa lor mishvole." Midaraisa, there is no shvarim. Beep, turn the page. Hey, I'm a base. Takanta le takanta lo avdiran. You don't make a takana to a kana. We don't go from one gzera to another. We like one derabana to another. To shift over the shvua to the person who's the plaintiff here is midarabana, and therefore we don't do that unless the initial thing is a deraisa to get then. Not if it's a derabanan going on to another derabanan. Frankly, Amar, if a tape galay, the havelei roa, why don't we just say that the reason why he's not able to go and swear is because he's a roa? Rashi says that the abaye come metta b'dekash, metam b'dekashale, v'hug gazlon who, v'tape galay de belavach, he gizela pasul l'shavua. Back in the Gemara, meaning save Amar abaye, stam roa pasul, stam roa is going to be pasul, says Rashi, I feel lo hua a love shagazal. Says Rashi, pasul le'edus to stami gazlan hu shemara behemosav besadus shalacherim. He goes, he's generally pasul because he takes his sheep and he goes and he shepherds them in other people's fields. I find this Eretz Yisrael. You see these like sheep, these Bedouins bringing their sheep to stammer Arabs like into other people's property. They just go out. I found it in my block. Tons of sheep just walking around. It's a crazy mountain here. Says where lokasha, ha di day ha de alma. The first one, when we say that a regular shepherd, a regular roa, is going to be pasul, is buying when he's going grazing his own animals. Ha da'alman, Rav Zera, it's talking about when he's taking the other people's animals, and that person is not automatically going to be considered like a gazlan. Says Rashi, didei, when it's his, roa behemos, shalo, pasul. The b'shvil ha'nasa roa, osan besada secheris. Aval roa behemos ha'ir, b'schari, doing a b'schar, b'shvil ha'nasa secheris. For other people, eno chote la'aros, he's not going to get below low, right? So he's want to gain from. He's not getting from this, so he goes to place something else. But it's for his own animals that he's actually come to steal. The lotemach, because if you don't say that, anan chivasa leroa heichi masrinan. If not, how would you be able to go and give it over to a shepherd in the first place? Valksev, we know the pasuk says, lufta iver lo sitein mitzvah. You're not allowed to go and give something over to someone that's going to end up causing him to sin. Ela chazake in adam chotav lo, person's not going to sin if he's not going to gain from it. Whoa, here we go. Up to the next part of the Mishnah that says you have two people holding on to this talis echad. Zei shav shein lo bak pachos mi. This one says he doesn't own less than chetzi, less of half of it. And this way he says never less than half of it. Then they go and they split it. Al de islay. Now the Gemara wants to know why was it the shvua? You say it like this. Al de islay mishtaba, or al de lesley mishtaba. Should he swear about what he owns? Since I own half of it, or does he swear about what he doesn't own? That like say like this. Which is the way that the Mishnah actually puts it. Doesn't make sense to go and say what he does own. Amar Rav Huna says, the Amar Shavua Shiyesh Li Ba, each one says, I swear that I own part of this thing. Vein Li Ba Pachos Mechetze, and I don't own less than half of it. Venema Shavua Shekula Shali, why does he just swear? Why does he say, I swear it's all mine? Like each one is saying that it's theirs. So why is he only saying about half it? Say the whole thing. In fact, the Gemara, Mia Vina Leib Kula. Do we really give him all of it? I mean, that's the answer, right? So do we really do that? Of course not. So since the other guy's also has half, he's holding on to it, so it has to be said in a way that it's going to be what the end game is going to be, that they're going to each get half. V'nema Shavua Shechetzi Shli. Just say, I swear that half of it is mine. Why are you saying that I don't less than half, own less than half? Meira Leila Dibure. That's going to weaken his original claim. Because his original claim is like, this, the whole thing belongs to me. Rashi says, Damer Bereisha, Kula Shali, Vahash Damer Behedya, Chetzi Shali. That's just basically he's going to shoot him in the foot, shoot himself in the foot. In fact, Damer Hashta Nami Mer later. Now, he's also shooting himself in the foot by saying this idea that he has half of it. And for the Gemara, Damer Kula Shali, we're talking about a case where the person says, it's all mine, but according to what you're saying, but according to what you say, that they're not believing me in the entirety of it. Shvua sheyesh liba ve'ein liba pachas b'chetzia. Then I swear that I own part of it, and I certainly don't own less than half of it. That's why you say such a thing. V'chimei alcher shezet tofas va'omid v'zet tofas va'omid. Now, the Gemara says, since we're not doing the case where both of them are holding it, shvua zu lama. Why do we need the shvua? Amar Rav Yochanan says, Shavua zutakanas chachamim. This shavua zutakanas chachamim. Shalei kol echad ve'echad holich v'tokir petalis shachaveru. Or shalei, so people just walk over to people talisim and they say, "Yep, it's mine." Says the Gemara, V'neima, Migo de Choshed Amamono, Choshed Nami HaShvuoso. Like, in other words, what we're saying is, we put that Shvuah there so people aren't going to go ahead, because no one's going to make a Shvuah. You might steal, but you're not going to want to make a Shvuah. But so, well, let's say that if he's willing to go and he's going to steal, he's also going to go and he's also willing to go and swear falsely also, right? So then, how can we go and make them do a Shvuah? Says the Gemara, Lom Rinan Migo de Choshed Amamono, Choshed HaShvuoso. We don't say such a thing. No. That's intense. Rashi says, "Dechamiru leinche iser shvuah meiser gzeila." People, although we find different things people are willing to do. Like, okay, a person is willing to go ahead and, I mean, this is a terrible example, but let's say a person is willing to do speak lashon hara, then I can eat pig, right? So, my cousin did. Okay, I don't care. But the point is that they wouldn't just. I mean, who cares? It's terrible. If a neshama is a neshama, But the point is that there's certain things that people, you know, don't do. The ilotemer, because if you don't say that, then high damer achmana modem mixes a tiny yeshava. That a person is modem mixes a tiny, he admits it, then he goes and he swears. Like, it's not going to do anything if the guy's willing to lie. So name amigo de chasher mamona chasher shivuasa, but we don't say that. So if the Torah doesn't say, we make it sure, must be people will not swear falsely. In fact, the second tomorrow, hold on, but hasa yishtamuti kamishtamit lei kederaba. There, in the case of one who's modem mixas, it's possible that he's just trying to push off the, you know, the guy to have to pay him later, like Rabba said. Teda, right? So going now actually is gonna back up this idea that someone who's denying something is pushing off part of an idea against him, is we don't look like Meganov, right? The Damar Vidi Barav and Amar Rav Chista, Hakofer Milva Kashal Eidus. We can't done Pasal Eidus, but someone's Kofer Milva is Kashal Eidus because he's just pushing it off. So therefore, we're back to our original question that someone who was suspected of being a thief, a Ganov, a Gazlan, is also maybe gonna swear falsely. I was like, but Elahad the Tani Rami Barchama. Arba Shomrim Tzrichim Kfir of a Mixas Vodav Mixas, right? We said these four custodians, these four Shomrim, they have to go and deny part and admit part, right, in order to go and do the Shvuah Shomrim. Shomrichim of Shal, no Sisacha Vasoka. Name, why don't we simply say that Migo de Choshed Amono Choshed Shvuah, so the Choshed Shvuah, and therefore he's not allowed to do a Shvuah. Clearly, the fact that they do swear shows that he is allowed to swear over here. We're not worried about it. So we're going to have to come and over there. Also, he's just pushing off so he can pay later. He's thinking, like, I'm going to find the ganav, the one who stole it, and you know, I'm going to find this thief and I'm going to grab it back from him. Inami mishkachna le ba'agam u'maysinale. I'm going to find it in the swamp and I'm going to bring it back to the owner here. Ihachi, if that's true, then a kofer b'pikadon am I possible aidus? Why is it someone who denies a pikadon? That someone left something by me? They left, let's say, a clock for me to watch. You used to say watch, but it gets confusing. A watch to watch, a clock to watch, and I say, yeah, no, I don't have it. But really, maybe why am I possible aidus? Name is tamuti kumishdami. I'm just pushing him off to get it later. Sava ad de bachashta maskarle. I'm thinking I'm going to go at him. I'm going to be able to go check for it and find it and give it back to him. Someone says, okay, very good. So we have to understand now. Ki Amrina, when did we say a kofer b'kadon apostle Eidus? That's the case. Could go to Asu Sadi in a case where there's Eidim that come there of Asidibe and they go and testify against the guy. That he shaita isay l'pikadon b'beisev haviyada. That at the time that he denied it, he was in the house and he knew about it. Inamid havinakad lebeidei. Or what's their testimony? That he had it on him. So therefore, it's Poshet that is denying over here, because he wants to steal it, and therefore he's going to be pusillatus. But when the witnesses don't rule out this idea of maybe he's trying to bring it to him later, the one who says such idea of they're falsely denying this clock here, then they're talking not going to have a problem when it comes to the idea of Eidus. They're not going to be pusillatus. So for a back hajj kosher lo duchte, that somebody who's suspected of a ganav is not allowed to swear. Pardon, as a statement, the one suspected of a ganav is able to swear. So they're going about elaha damer of huna. Whatever Huna says about a shomer who'd rather pay than swear. The government, they say, like, hey, you owe me something, it was lost. But he's like, you know, I'd rather not swear, I'll just pay. Mashbino so shvuah sheinu rishusa. We make him swear that it's not as rishus because we're worried that he has it and he wants to pay and then keep it for himself. Name him, migid chosher amonu chosher shvuah. So let's just say that if he's chosher on money, he's all chosher on swearing. But we say that he has to swear. So how does that work? Says, Gemara, hasam nami, morev amar. Morev Amar Dame Kayav Yahavnale. This guy is not wanting to outright do the wrong thing. He's thinking in his head, he's more heter for himself. It's like, says Rashi, awesome, lo choshen mamona, demori hetera, lemeimar, demeboina lemeisev. Like, I'm paying him for it, so therefore it's not really an issue here, but the person wouldn't do it, wouldn't swear falsely. In fact, the marmalay revachem, diphtha ravinaval, ka avar alav, the lo sachmod, but he's over the isser lo sachmod, don't be jealous. Rashi says, mali choshen al lo sachmod, mali choshen al lo sigzol, name amigo de choshen ale, choshen ashwase. If it's choshen, this is choshen ashwase. This guy's jealous and thinking of someone's property here. Like, what's going on? And for the Gemara, no, again, he's more ahead than the Lo Sachmud Le'inshe below Tamei Mashmud Lo. People think that when is Lo Sachmud when you're over there? Yeser, well, only when there's no money over there. But if you actually pay the money, then they're not over the Yeser of Lo Sachmud. So we're not choshed on that. He's not choshed on making a Shvoah that he's going to be lying either. In fact, the Gemara, now, hold on 1 second. I don't know if I beeped. Beep, daf, vav, omer, aleph. Now, we're going to try to figure something out over here. You're saying someone who's choshed on money is also going to be choshed on swearing. We know that someone who goes and he denies entirely, you go and you claim that something against me, and I say, no, I deny the whole thing, that midoraisa, I don't have to swear. Midorabana, I do have to swear in order to get me to confess. But so why don't we say that if you're choshed me from stealing, I'm also going to go and lie as well. Rashi says, the may is part of lichbar kol. What a chutzpah, I was able to, I'm denying the whole thing. Then lav leshmini bayiv choshed. I'm also going to go ahead. I'm not trying to get out of it to pay you later. I'm literally getting out of this entirely. Therefore, you shouldn't trust my swears also. So why would you make a shvua derabanan? Vesu, and furthermore, had the tani of chia. That which Chia says, shneim ishbayim v'notum balabayis. Both them swear and they go and collect from the balabayis. That's a case we brought. Whoa, in the beginning, Dav Beis Gable Dalit a few times. That if I go and I say to shopkeeper, go pay the employee, and then I go, the employee says, I never got it. And the shopkeeper said, I paid it and you owe me. So they swear and they dake, but obviously one of them is swearing, one of them is lying over there. So name of the Migdal Choshem Amonu Choshem Shvuos, or the Choshem Amonu Choshem Shvuos as well. Vasu, and not only that, Hadam Rav Sheshes, Shalosh Shvuos Mashbino. So we're going to Mechayev a Shomer Chinam who says that he's potter from, right, this guy, he's potter from something because, let's say, it was stolen from him. We have to do three swears. Shvuos Shalosh Pashati, but I swear I wasn't negligent in it. Shvuos Shalosh Shalach Rabiyad, I didn't send my hand to it. And Shvuos Shalosh Shalosh, it's not a Mershus. But if we're worried about the fact that this guy is a Ganav because he's holding it back, so name of the Migdal Choshem Amonu Choshem Shvuos, all these things are pretty much painting a picture over here. Yet we see all these things you do. What's going on? So we do not say that since we're worried about someone is going to chashed on mamon, that is chashed on shvua, and therefore we can go ahead and make a shvua even on someone who is chashed on mamon, and now there's no issue whatsoever. Comes along a bai and he says, "Now hold on, bai yamar that." We're actually, you got it all wrong over here. Why is it that we make the shvua in our Mishnah? It's not because we're worried that this guy's a straight up ganav, but we're worried that one of the two guys is saying, like, guy one said to guy two. Guy two actually owes guy one something else. So guy two owes guy one, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon really owes Reuven something, so Reuven grabs it, and he's saying that he owns it in order to be able to get that Shimon now is going to pay him from something else that he owes him. Now he's going to end up getting it from him. So the Gemara, Yihachi Nisko Belo Shvua. Let him just take half of it without any sort of Shvua at all. You just want to collect the loan that the guy owes him over here, but he's actually not one of the owners. But now the Gemara is saying, if that's really true, that we're making a Shvua because maybe we're worried that one of them is not really the owner, but just trying to collect payment because he's owed something, then why make him swear? If he really is owed to him, then let them go collect it without having to go and take a shvuah. And for the Gemara, Elachashinan Suffik Milvi Yishani Yishla Olav. We're dealing with the case of we're worried that maybe there's a suffik if he owes him something over there, meaning the quote-unquote lender himself doesn't know whether or not the owner really owes him any sort of money at all. So this person can't go and force to collect something that maybe is owed to him. And therefore, when we go and make a shvua, so he should stop going in and collect. We were going to make a shvua on this, so he's not going to go and collect something that doesn't really belong to him here. Frankly, Gemara v'lomin and tafas mamono misveka mishtaba nami misafik. Don't we say that a guy who's willing to go ahead and grab money based on something that he's in a suffix is also going to swear because of a suffix? Like, he knows that maybe the money's not owed to him, but he's willing to go and grab it. So therefore, he's also willing to go and swear. A person will separate himself from a suffix shvua, but not from mamon. Rashi says, but if it's... Okay, so my time, why is that true? Mamon isi b'chazara. Money, he can return. Like if he steals it, he does the wrong thing, he can give it back. But shvua isi b'chazara, there's no switch, no going back from there. Therefore, he's not going to go and willing to do such a thing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.